Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today.
The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you.
Hi, Mila. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, my goodness. My name is Mila Finelli. I write very sexy contemporary mafia romances. I live in the Northeast. I have a husband who might have COVID. We're going to find out later today. So that's kind of what's going on in my world. I'm busy writing. And yeah,
it's a lot. It's a lot. And honestly, like, we're just going through trying times, but I feel like we've been on presidential times for so long that it just like just added another layer of it, you
know? Yeah. And to be fair, this is like nobody in my house has had COVID yet.
Yeah.
And this is like really the first time he's, you know, had to get tested because we, you know, he's had a scare. So, you know, fingers crossed, we'll see.
Fingers crossed, we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, let's chat about some mafia romance. Like, what led you, were you a mafia reader before that? Or what led you to create this world of mafia?
So yeah, I read a ton of mafia romance. I love it. I am Italian, not 100%, but quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And my family always watched The Godfather, you know, at holidays, like growing up. Like, it just was Godfather 1 or Godfather 2 was like always on. And, you know, we watched it and I can probably recite every single line. So, you know, my Italian ancestors came through Ellis Island. You know, I just have like this real sort of Italian American like connection. And so, yeah, I've always read mafia books. And and mafia romance. And then I just decided during lockdown, like it's time to do it. Like, I need to write something fun just for me. And so, I started looking at the genre and thinking about sort of what hadn't been done. 'Cause that's what I try to do. My goal as an author is to give readers something they haven't seen before. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking, you know, well, where are the holes? You know, what can I do that's different from what's already been done? And to me, you know, I want to see the Italian side, like the real Italian, not Italian American. You know, I want to see what's in Italy. So I started researching, you know, the real Italian mafia and came upon all this stuff about the 'Ndrangheta and really what's going on now in the Italian mafia. And it was fascinating. So, I mean, it just, in all that research, that's sort of where the book was born and where Fausto came from. So.
I love this. And I feel like that should be a fun escape in the pandemic, you know?
So fun. So fun.
Like, I imagine just being immersed in that world and be like, okay, there's crime, there's embezzlement, there's computer crimes, because we're in the 21st century. We're in the 21st
century. I didn't know. That is a lot of what they're doing now. I mean, there is a lot of drugs. There's a lot of, you know, kidnapping. There's a lot of online stuff. I mean, so yeah, it really just all came from sort of really what's happening. And it was a blast. I mean, I think I wrote Mafia Mistress in 45 days. Which is, I mean, that's I kind of couldn't stop writing it. That's how much fun I was having. So
still talk to the Muffin Mistress and Muffin Darling, which is a duet. So you do need to read them back to back because there's, but they both are out. So for those who are listening, both are out. So you can actually binge on them. So what is unique about Muffin Mistress?
You know, I wasn't planning on making it a duet. It was going to be, you know, a single book, but yeah. I couldn't stop writing it. And it got to be so long. I think, you know, I was at like 85,000 words and there was just no end. I mean, I knew I had this whole other arc that needed to happen. And I wasn't, so there was just no way to do it without it being a duet. I don't plan on writing any more duets if I can avoid it. Cause it wasn't my preferred way, you know, to write. So, but I really I love an age gap romance. I read a lot of age gap romances. So, I knew I wanted it to be, you know, it's kind of almost one of my favorite books that I've read in the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years is The Redemption by Nikki Sloan. Mm-hmm. I mean, McAllister is like my all time. I mean, I reread that book every 4 or 5 months. I love McAllister. So for me, I kind of was thinking I want to write that, but have it be set in Italy. Because I always wanted in that Filthy Rich American series, I always wanted McAllister to, you know, like get the girl in the end. So I kind of wanted that Filthy Rich American series set in Italy. He's, you know, really bad. He is the head of he's a mafia don, but he gets the girl. So that's sort of where I was thinking.
I love this. And I love that she was a mistress, you know, that we had this, you know, because typically we see mistress when they're like married and they're like, and it's just like the concubine and all these different things. And they're not married. He's not married. He doesn't have attachments, but he doesn't want to get married right away. You know, like there's a.
Right. He's been married before. He has no interest in ever being married again. You know, his wife was murdered. He knows the kind of life that he leads. It's not conducive to, you know, safety for any loved ones. So
and all the kidnapping, as someone who enjoys kidnapping, and I need to go to therapy for this, but you gave us the gift of kidnapping over and over
poor Frankie.
So what can we expect about book 3? And as I was telling, you know, I tell you beforehand, I don't know how it's gonna work, but what can we expect about book 3?
So what's interesting about a villain and what's interesting about Enzo is we get a little bit of his POV in the dungeon, but you have to remember, like, everybody, even terrible people in their own mind can justify what they're doing and, you know, really believe they're doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. So in Enzo's mind, you know, I don't want to give too much away, but I feel like the dungeon POV is a little hint, you know, in Mafia Darling of sort of where Enzo's coming from. I mean, there's a lot more going on behind the scenes than we know about. Yeah. And, you know, you sort of learn about like his kids, you know, he has paid when Mafia Madman opens, he has paid 1,000-fold for what he did to Frankie. I mean, the scales are so unbalanced, you know, what he did versus how he suffered for it. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, you know, readers will, you know, find him worthy of a happily ever after.
I think so. I think I'm just like curious to see, because he did pay for what he did to Frankie. He lost it all, you know, in some ways, and had to build back. And I think there's an arc about coming back from the death, you know?
Right. Right. Which I always love. Mafia Darling was like that, like Mafia Mistress was really sort of Frankie's arc. And then we get to Mafia Darling, which is really Fausto's arc of how can Fausto give her enough agency to let this 18-year-old, you know, woman really coexist with him. So that's sort of Mafia Darling. And then Mafia Badman is, you know, Enzo and how he's going to regain his life.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then book four is Julio. Woo! So that's going to be book four, which I'm very excited about.
Oh my gosh, you're the gift that keeps on giving.
I get a lot of emails and Instagram direct messages about Julio. People seem to really, really like Julio.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be so exciting. So, all right. So let's chat some book recommendations. Do you have any books you recommend our listeners to pick up other than The Redemption, which is spectacular and is available on audio, so we can actually listen to it too.
Oh, that The Redemption on audio is one of the best audiobooks I have ever listened to. It is so good. That, and a matter of fact, like I own both. And I listen to the audio quite frequently. And Mafia Mistress and Mafia Darling are coming out in audio next week. So I'm very excited. I listened to both of them. It's amazing. I hired, you know, an Italian speaker for Fausto. The woman that does Frankie also speaks Italian. Like they are just, it's amazing. So I just finished Praise by Sarah Kate. Mm-hmm. The sequel was really good too.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. The sequel when he's groveling and she puts anal butt plug in it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is like the best groveling scene ever.
I don't think I've ever seen that in a book before. Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, I was very, yeah. I loved that a lot. And I think a lot of her stuff, like even in Praise, like there's a lot of stuff that she did in both books that I was like,
yeah,
wow, this author is like really pushing the envelope. And I love it. I love authors that do that.
Yeah. And I think Praise and Mafia Mistress are good companions. I feel like the ex-boyfriend's dad, ex-boyfriend's fiance, you know, age gap romance is a little taboo. It's a little different, but it has so much high heat for those.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's why I loved Praise so much. Cause yeah. I was like, oh yes, get it. Yeah. So I really love that. I just finished the sequel to Heated Rivalry by Rachel Reed. And the name is escaping me.
The Long Game.
Yes. Male hockey. I love those two characters. I would buy anything that she wrote with those two characters. They're so good. And I saw people raving about Heated Rivalry for the longest time online, like saying how great it was. And I was like, you know, I've read probably so many hockey romances. I'm kind of like hockey romanced out. So I passed on it for a long time. And then I finally read it and it's my favorite. So
it is so good. If you like rivals to lovers, it's just so good. And Ilya, like, just have a soft spot in my heart. Like Ilya,
soft spot,
can do no wrong.
You know? No wrong. And when he was struggling in that second book, I was like bawling. I just, oh God, love it. Yeah. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, Kink Camp by Adriana Anders was a wild ride. I mean, like it is actually a camp where kinky people go to sort of act out their fantasies, which already like the premise is like amazing. And she knows her way around a sex scene. She writes really spicy stuff. It's really great. And the heroine has a fantasy of being chased through the woods, you know, and then caught by a man. And the hero, that's what he does. Like that's his jam. So they sort of, you know, through the book, you know, meet up. He, you know, there's a couple times where he chases her sort of anonymously, and then they sort of discover who the other person is while they're at the camp, and then they fall in love. It was really good. That was fun.
Oh my gosh, I have to add this to my queue. I'm like all about like kink, spice, you know, like high heat, give me some, you know.
Yeah, same.
I think because we're in trying times, we're like, I just need a good escape, and this is a good escape, you know.
Yes, kink camp is really good. And the second book I know is coming out soon, but I don't think it's out yet.
Awesome. All right, so Mila, tell us where you can find you online.
MilaFinelli.com, and Instagram is kind of where I hang out on social for the most part, and that's Mila_Finelli_author.
Awesome. Thank you, Mila, for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatdoweweextblog.com. The What Do We Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What Do We Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatdoweweextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.